This is Jeff from South Carolina. ISIS's attack on Paris was an act of war. If ISIS is to be defeated, we must use a concerted and coordinated effort with all of Europe and the Middle East. Then they will be sought out and defeated. The most important aspect is that the residents of the Middle East need to want this very deeply.
Thoughtful voices from our own takeaway community about the events in Paris. Please reach out with a story of finding friends and loved ones over the weekend. Over the past days and hours, you can remind us all how connected we are to France and Paris. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Joining us now is Guy Jackson, Paris correspondent for Agence France-Presse, AFP, who has been on this story since the very first moments. Guy, our dear friend Sonia was telling us a moment ago how in 24 hours it went from total mystery to a pretty clear understanding of the who and the what here. What do we know about the attackers, and where are the police today?
Well, hello there. Yes, well, we know a lot more about the attackers than we did yesterday. A lot of roads, I must say, lead to Belgium. But so far, which is obviously neighbors France and has a one part of the capital in Belgium, has a problem with radicalization. There's no doubt about that. We have today had the identification of two more of these suicide bombers. I mean, we need to be clear that all seven of these people, these guys, they all had suicide belts on. Today we have found out that one of them, who tried to, release explosives near the National Stadium in France, the Stade de France, they call it, up in the north of the capital. He's 25-year-old Ahmed Al-Mohamed, and he basically has got a Syrian passport. Now, people are highly cautious about this because we do not know if this has been faked or what. The other guy is Sami Amimour, who's 28. Now, he was known to the French security services. In fact, his family told AFP, which is my particular agency, that he went to Syria 2 years ago, following that route that so many radicalized young men in Europe have done recently. In fact, he was known to services. He had basically a terrorism record for minor offenses, and he clearly would have been someone that they would have been watching anyway, you would think.
And tell us about this person who's at large, Guy.
Who's at large? Yeah, well, there are believed to be three brothers, in fact, involved in this attack, who had lived in Brussels, the Belgian capital. One of them is his name is Salah Abdeslam. He is still actually on the run, as far as we know. There were raids in this district of Brussels this morning, but no arrests were made. Molenbeek is the district, so there's clearly a lot of cooperation between the French and the Belgian security services. Across France today, they've raided over 150 places. 100 people have been consigned to house arrest. They've arrested more than 20 people near Lyon, which is a long way. I mean, it's a long way from Paris. We're talking hundreds of miles. They found a rocket launcher, a Kalashnikov rifle, and they found several other, I believe, pistols and bulletproof vests. So clearly they found some serious matter there. Of course, in France and I think elsewhere, people are starting to ask if this isn't all a bit late. Could they have done more to prevent this?
To that point, I mean, France was on high alert from the Charlie Hebdo attacks in January. If this is what high alert gives you...
It's incredibly difficult, isn't it? I'm not going to sit here and criticize the security services. Absolutely. I live in the neighborhood next to the Bataclan, which was the concert hall attacked on Friday night, which was quite tragic and almost, it's hard to believe, there were 89 people killed there while this Californian band... Eagles of Death Metal were playing, and but 89 people killed in a concert hall. Now, that concert hall was about 300 yards from the offices of Charlie Hebdo, the magazine that everybody knows now that was attacked in January. It's unbelievable to think it's happened again in France. But it has. These guys appear to have come and traveled on the day, it seems, as far as we know, piecing together things. They seem to have come from Brussels, which is, as again, in Belgium. They had a small car. We're talking about small family saloons.
How widely do you think the crackdown and the sweeps are going to be across Europe in the next weeks and months?
They're questioning somebody in Germany who's refusing to speak. The focus is really, though, I think it seems to most people here, the focus is going to be on Brussels. There's clearly a problem in Belgium. The Belgian Prime Minister yesterday actually said that this one particular district of Brussels, Molenbeek, is an embarrassment. So many things have seemed to be emanating from there. You'll remember the attack that the American servicemen foiled on a high-speed train. The guy in that attack had got on the train from Amsterdam. He appears to have been radicalized, though, in Brussels. There seems to be a problem in Brussels. This isn't to say the French are deflecting any blame. It's extremely hard for us to know which way this came from. Of course, France was on high alert. France has a big problem. France has a 5 million, 6 million strong Muslim community. It's a very, very sensitive debate here, how to handle this and how to go forward, just as it was in January.
Well, the debate is going on now with a new passion and a new sense of tragedy. And as you say, the police pointing at Brussels radicalization that took place, Brussels across the border from France. Guy Jackson is Paris correspondent for Agence France-Presse, AFP. He's been on this story since the very first moments. Guy, thanks so much.
Thank you.